If we look in Tanakh, there are five Megillot in Tanakh, which we lay in each one of them during the course of the year. So obviously, Megillas Esther we lay in on Purim, that's Dina Digmara. Then we lay in Eicha on Tishbav, and then there are three Megillot we lay in on each one of the Yamim Tovim. We lay in Shir HaShirim on Pesach, and we lay it on Shabbos of Pesach. If the last day is Shabbos, we'll lay it then. And we lay in Shir HaShirim because there are allusions to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus in Shir HaShirim. And then Rut we lay in on Shavuos, which is coming up just another 2 weeks. And there, again, there are different reasons that are given why we lay in each one of the Megillas when we lay in them, but the simplest pshat is that Rut was converting to Judaism, and on Shavuos we accept the Torah. And then we lay in Kohelet on Sukkot. There it's less clear, but the simplest pshat, which is brought down by the Budram, is there's a pasuk of the Simcha Mazoosa, like what is the essence of Simcha, and Sukkot is Zman Simchatenu. So there's a piece in the Harei Kedem by Rav Michal Shurkin, it's from the Torah from the Rav. He talks about why it is that on Purim, when we lay in the Megillah on Purim, so we have Kriyas HaTorah, and then we lay in the Megillah. That's the way we do it on Purim morning. Whereas on the other Yamim Tovim, we lay in the Megillah, and then we have Kriyas HaTorah. So left to our own devices, we would think that Kriyas HaTorah should come first, right? First, it's, you could say, Tadir Vishino Tadir Tadir Kodam. That's one idea. And in addition to which, Kriyas HaTorah is Takanas Nevi'im. And this laying of the Megillah is on these different days. That's a subsequent minhag. So let me just.
Maybe Chazal concerned if you push it off later, that people wouldn't wait around.
All right. Well, that I didn't see that, but
that's, you heard it here first.
All right. All right. Any event, so the Rav connected this to a Gemara in Masechet Shabbat. It says in Kol Kitvei, so the Mishnah says Kol Kitvei Kodeshim Korim Bahem the Bitul Beit HaMedrash. So Chazal teach us that on Shabbos, in other words, they would have Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos morning. From the time you have Kriyas HaTorah, so the idea was they wanted people to be Osek in Kriyas HaTorah. In other words, you'll hear Shiurim about the Kriyas HaTorah. That's the Zman based Medrash. So the Gemara learns you're not allowed, there's an Isra D'Rabbanan to read Ksuvim on Shabbos. In other words, I'm not allowed to read Sefer Daniel. They were afraid, and there was Bizman Chazal, those were like hot novels, Lahavdil. Like, oh, I'm going to read Sefer Daniel, I'm going to read Sefer Ezra Nehemiah, and I won't bother going to the Shir that I should be going to. So Chazal teach us that there's an Isra to read Ksuvim on Shabbat. And the Rambam brings down that that's still halacha today. The Beis Yosef and the Ran, they both quote the Bala Mawar. The Bala Mawar says today we don't have Shiurim the way we used to, and so Mela, this is Batel. But according to the Rambam, the Easter is still in place. So the Rav wanted to say that the Zman for the Shiur is from Kriyas HaTorah in the morning till Mincha. That's when the Easter is in place. From the time of Kriyas HaTorah till Mincha. So Mela, since that's the case, so we don't want to lay in the Megillah after Kriyas HaTorah, that's when that's running contradicts the halacha. So therefore, on the Yom Tovim, we lay in the Megillah before Kriyas HaTorah. So with this, the Rav wants to explain. So and obviously on Purim it's different. Purim there's no Easter on Purim to lay Ksuvim. So there we could do it. We could default over to our regular dinner. All right. With this, the Rav had. We'll see how much time we have, but the Rav had two other applications of this or ideas. So the Gemara learns in Masechet Shabbat, it says, Amar Rav, Yom Tov Shechal Yoch B'Shabbat, Hamachtir Ben Avi B'Mincha B'Shabbat, Ein Sarif Lazkir Shel Yom Tov, Shel Malei Shabbat, Ein Avi B'Mincha B'Yom Tov. So Rav says that when you have Yantiv and Shabbos, they're on the same day. So at Mincha, when you say a Haftorah, we'll talk about it in a minute, when you say a Haftorah at Mincha, I'll only mention Shabbos and the Brachot and the Haftorah. I won't mention Yantiv, because the Haftorah is coming towards the Shabbos. So Tosfos asks over there, he says, what are you talking about a Haftorah at Mincha on Shabbos? The Mishnah says in Masechet Megillah, B'sheni b'chamishu b'shabbat b'mincha korin shlosha v'ein maftirin b'navi. The Mishnah says, Mefurash, we don't have a Haftorah on Shabbos Mincha. So how can Rav talk about having a Haftorah at Mincha? That's what Tosfos says. So Rabbeinu Tam explains that when Rav is referring to a Navi, he doesn't mean it, I guess, like quite so narrowly the way we normally refer to it, but he means the Ketuvim, that they would have a Haftorah in quotation marks from the Ketuvim on Shabbos at Mincha.
By the way, on Yom Kippur on Shabbos, you have Haftorah.
Yeah, but not on Shabbos. I'm saying the thrust of the Gemara is that on Shabbos you have Haftorah at Mincha. And the Mishnah says you don't have Haftorah at Shabbos Mincha. So he quotes the Gemara and says, in Kol Kitvei b'Neradah Paski Sidra B'Ketuvim B'Mincha Tadda Shabta. In Neradah, they would have a section of Ketuvim they read at Mincha on Shabbos. And the Megillah is based on what he was saying, it fits in. In other words, they had the minag to have the Haftorah at Mincha, because that's like advertising. Now the prohibition has been lifted. In other words, you have the prohibition clicks in at Kriyas HaTorah at Shacharis, then Mincha, the prohibition's over, so we have a Haftorah from Ketuvim. All right, now, then the Rav had one more application, which is interesting, and then I'll wrap it up with this. So we know that when Gemara learns when Purim comes out on Shabbos, we don't lay in the Megillah. Now, when our Luach can never come out on Shabbos, the 14th can never come, but the simple pshat is, in Yerushalayim it can happen, like it happened this year, when Erev Pesach's on a Shabbos, so then they have, you know, Purim Meshulash in Eretz Yisrael, the 15th is on Shabbos, but even in Yerushalayim, they don't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. So why don't we lay in the Megillah? So we're used to the reason, Gzeira D'Rabba. Rabba says, is Gzeira Shem Yavirenu Arba Amo Birshut Arabim, V'hainu Tam with the Shofar, V'hainu Tam with the Lulav, that we're afraid that a person, because he's so eager to perform the mitzvah, and he won't know how to lay in the Megillah, or he won't know how to, you know, wave the lulav or blow the shofar, he'll come to carry those objects on Shabbos. So it's Shei Baal Tasa. But the Yerushalmi learns differently. The Yerushalmi says that we don't lay in the Megillah. He says, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov boy, Hagaba Atzmacha, Shachal Chamishasar Leo B'Shabbat Lekopim Megillah Einat Yachol, that we can only lay in it min amincha l'mala. Yerushalmi says, if Lu Yatzur Purim would be on Shabbos, so we could only lay in the Megillah from Mincha going forward. And the Korban Aida says that the Ikar, the Pirsum, is in the morning. So here the Rav asks, but look, we could lay in the Megillah in the morning, right? We could lay in the Megillah in the morning when it's on Shabbos, because we could lay it before Kriyas HaTorah. So I could have a little Kriyas and Megillah in the morning, and then I could also do it in the afternoon. So why can't I lay in the Megillah, according to the Yerushalmi, when Purim comes out on Shabbos? So the Rav said, I guess it's sort of like a side issue, he wants to say that the Kriyas and Megillah is a Chovar Yom Shel Purim. It's a mitzvah of the day of Purim, and it has to be capable, susceptible to do the mitzvah the whole day. If I can't do the mitzvah the whole day, it's like Shalach Manos. I don't have the mitzvah, you know, from 9 o'clock to 12 or from 2 o'clock to 5. I don't have the mitzvah Suda, you know, it's not splitting. We're not splitting hairs. The mitzvahs of the day are the whole day. So Purim, so the Kriyas HaMegillah has to be susceptible doing the whole day, so it's not the whole day. Anyway, that's the Ikar. Any questions, comments, or thoughts?
Yeah,
what's up?
Why didn't, and there's a lot of conversation, a lot of shuls about moving the Megillahs around during COVID. And I think maybe there was a shuva from Rav Shechter about it being okay
to
maybe,
to move it when?
Before Mincha.
Before Mincha.
Before Mincha.
Oh.
So I'm wondering, was this Rav Shtickel Torah not the...
I have to see what he wrote exactly, because I'm sure that he knows this Torah, and I don't know, but you know, even I have to see what the tshuva was, but even assuming there was such a tshuva, you can't compare, you know, emergency situations to regular situations.
I don't remember this coming up.
Okay, all right, that's it. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash, Meir Sparkle, so I'll come to you.